Most close political races end with a phone call and two speeches. The losing candidate calls the victor with humbled congratulations, then addresses supporters and the press. The victor's speech often follows. But Wednesday, after announcing he would not make a public appearance until all election results are in, Republican Scott Milne quietly slipped out of the Sheraton in South Burlington without addressing the news media. An hour later in downtown Burlington, Governor Peter Shumlin gave something of a victory speech, though at times it sounded like more of an apology.
I recognize that I have work to do to regain the confidence of many Vermonters.
The downbeat tone of the speech came after what Shumlin described as a disappointing margin of victory over Milne. Because no candidate got a majority of votes cast, the legislature must formally decide on a victor in January. But that didn't stop Shumlin from declaring victory.
I'm extraordinarily fortunate to serve as Vermont's governor and fortunate to serve for another 2 years.
Shumlin says one message he heard from voters is that even former supporters have turned against him for a variety of reasons, from the natural gas pipeline in Addison County to the failures of Vermont Health Connect. In his remarks, the two-term governor wouldn't even voice commitment on his single largest policy move, single-payer health care. In essence, all Shumlin expressed was gratitude to supporters and the need for political recalculation.
In the coming weeks and months, I will work with my team, as well as legislators from all political parties, to assess our upcoming legislative agenda to ensure that it reflects the will of the Vermont voters.
With more than half of Vermont voters against him in Tuesday's elections, Shumlin will have to make some change to match their priorities. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.